Layers. Okay. Pretty easy. It's just a matter of looking at it and seeing it once or twice, and you catch on to it. And you have to work with them a lot to stay accustomed to working with them, too. It's helpful, anyway. I selected the window button there, if you notice. Come down here to layers. Select it. For this graphic on the left, one over here where the cursor's moving around, I made 5 layers. I produced each layer simply by clicking on this little box right here. Watch. I made another one. There it is right there. I can turn it off because there's nothing there, but that's how you make an extra layer right there. And you can just keep on pressing that all day long. You want to get rid of them, just take them down here into the trash can. See? I'm left-clicking and just dragging that down to the trash can because I don't need it for anything. I don't want to ruin my demonstration, if you can call it a demonstration. Okay. Just imagine there's 5 sheets of glass on a table in front of you. And on each sheet of glass, there's a graphic painted or something painted on it. The top sheet, the one on the very top, has painted number 1 on it. The second sheet below number 1, second one down, got number 2. Third one down has a number 3 painted on it. The fourth one is all white. The fifth one, the bottom one, it's got a picture of this graphic on it right here. We can't see it because this white sheet is blocking it. You want to see the graphic? You pull the white sheet out. Okay? That's an explanation of layers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looking always at the layers palette, this thing over here, you're always looking down, from the top down. And that can get a little confusing when you've got 35, 40, 50, 80 layers, and you can have 80 layers on a big graphic real easy. We're not going to get into that, but just 5 of them right now is good, right? Right. So, you want to see that graphic? I remove that layer. And here's a great thing about layers. Let's take this number 3 and let's just knock the fill down to some percentage like that. And then we're going to take it, and we've selected the move tool already, and we're going to put it right here. Now we're going to make that smaller. I just hit Control T. I'm making that smaller. And I hit Enter. See how small it is back there? It's barely visible. Barely visible. Okay, the reason I did that was to show you that that's how you'd make something look off in the distance, okay, and not so noticeable because the opacity is gone. There's no pigment in the photograph for you to see it. So I just adjusted it a little bit more as I was talking. And I'm going to do something here real quick. I'm going to turn it like that to the side. It's kind of a silly graphic. Almost like that. Let's imagine that was a bird. Okay. You want to make it a little more birdish? This type of layer must be. Okay. A little raptor. There. Kind of bird like, don't you think? So we just took a number 3, threw it up in here, turned it to the side, dropped the fill. You can do the same thing with the opacity also. Okay. And it kind of gives it the illusion that it's further in the background. It has a little 2-dimension to it. I can see it, and you probably can too. Just to give you an idea what you can do with layers. Now there's a lot of tricks to it, and there's a lot of learning about layers, but you know, once you start, it all comes to you. I'm going to put that back where it was, and then I'm going to take that guy again. I'm going to come back here to the move tool, and I'm moving him right back where it was, okay? Just because. And that was just to give you an example of layers and how they operate. Okay, once again, real quick, we're going to go from the top down. Number 1 is the number 1. Looking at from the top down. There's 4 sheets of glass or 5 sheets of glass. 1, 2, 3, solid one, graphic one. Let's remove that solid one again. And that's it. Layers.